Hello, hello. Anybody out there? Anybody out there? Speaker? Not speaker. Okay, I got it. Hey, calling by phone today. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. This is Project Review with Q. Homesteading. Thank you so much. Let's make sure I give everybody the number here because I work very hard at being unorganized and organized at the same time. Please call in today immediately at 323-744-4831, BBS Radio. And we'd like to hear about your progress and process. That's my best Canadian. For homesteading, any news, any updates, your relationship with Bureau of Land Management, all of those issues, really want to hear about them. Again, the number is 323-744-4831. Again, 1-323-744-4831. Call out to all you folks. Give us an education of your experience. Updates from the PRQ Homestead side. Arizona, you're on my list. You folks know who you are. Working to get some call-ins to you pretty quick here. I just need a few more advances. Sweden, you're on my list as well. Need a few more advances. And Austria, you know as well. You're on my list. Michigan, did get all your contact information. Thank you very much. And I'm just so proud that you would all work so hard for a cause that actually can help humanity. I'm very, very proud to watch you all advance all of your goals and enjoyment on the planet. The Ballard girls, sorry, cowboy, that you have to be associated with femininity. It's okay. You're very masculine. I'll get out to you guys pretty quick. So glad you enjoyed the property, the real estate, the land. It's just amazing that we recognize a piece of property, land, a forest that's our legacy. It's very interesting. When I took the PRQ team into that forest, they instantly go, this is someplace I've been before. We don't know why. We don't know how. We just know. Thank you so much. When I look at the forest that they walked, instantly when I get in there, I recognize absolutely everything that means perfect peace. And I watch the PRQ team do the same thing. And the way the emotions attached to me, I didn't quite understand, because I would assume a relationship on every planet I've been on, just like you, why would this space be so valuable to me emotionally? Why would it trigger so much incredible emotion? So to watch the Ballard group there do the same thing is validation that there's very sacred places on our planet that we save for ourselves so that we would come back and relate to them. So thank you for that. Again, the phone number to call in is 1-323-744-4831. That's BBS Radio, Project Review Q, Homesteading. And we have a call from Michigan. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. Michigan, are you on the air?
We are. Hello, hello.
I'll do my best. Kalu, 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 kalu.
Karu, karu, ta, 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 matu.
I remember being a bird. It's like cool. Like you didn't really worry about anything. You wanted to catch either bugs or fish. So that's my best bird adventure for you. It's like, but
I actually,
you know, the feminine birds, you know, the female birds, they're hard to get, man. They really are.
I actually prefer fish, but no bugs.
at this time. Anyway, okay, so my question is actually for Leah and Mike. Is it okay because they were unable to call in today? And
not a problem. It's okay we had tremendous trouble today, too. I'm working on it. So we got some games going on. I'm so sorry, everyone. Your relationship with me is affecting your life. So sorry. Please.
No worries. We got this. It's all good. Okay, so one vacant land, but two separate patents. Okay, so can they do the paperwork together, or do they have to do the patents separately?
Okay, I remember these folks. We have a married couple, is that correct?
They are.
Okay, so they're going to have the same name, and but they have a parcel. Each parcel exceeds 160 acres, is that correct?
Well, there's a section of the land, their land in the back of their property that is actually on another patent. So can they do it all on one document, or do they have to do separate because that little piece is on a different patent?
We've been favoring doing two separate patents. And,
I'll explain.
So especially when you have two different bodies, so you have two different entities. So I'm a woman, I'm a man, I am this identifier, I want this land, she wants that land. So far has been much cleaner processing at the state and county level where you can actually something with it. So I would suggest you split. So both parties love each other, and they're not, this has nothing to do with their marriage and or their bonds and or their partnership. This has to do with who's homesteading what. So I'd split them in half would be our opinion.
Exactly. Okay. And I have some questions in regard to the steps, all right? I've got all my paperwork ready to go. Is it better to do everything at one time versus, I mean, I know the public notice is the third step, and the other documents are step two. So I guess that's where I'm a little confused. Could we get a little more clarification on that process?
Okay, so we like going fast, and I'll tell you why. Because nobody knows really the law of the land. They don't really understand our constitutional rights at the state and county level. So just immediately get your public notice, put it right on your property. Get that baby going, and then do your filings the next day. If you can make your 60 days actually 60 days, make that 30 days actually 30 days. You just nail. You get up to the post office, you post your public notice, just slam it through. That's my suggestion. The reason you do that is because the people who look at emails all day and react to garbage in the county and state level, they don't know what hits them once the time expires. So you don't give anybody a chance to understand federal law. This is not a game. This is, I want to do this. My intentions are to do this. So if you're just going to dink around with this, it really doesn't work. I really want my land.
Exactly.
So that's
okay. All right, Beck. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Love you. Thank you for all your help on this. Really appreciate it. We're ready to go over here in Michigan.
Thank you. Thank you, Michigan. All right. So going on the next caller, BBS. We've learned so far is that having the sequence of events compressed based on the last caller works better than not. Because you give time to, let's say, deliberation, especially the banks. If you give them too much time, they'll find end arounds to keep foreclosing, things like that. So that's my other suggestion why you would be really efficient in the process. We do have the updates to BBS Radio on the PDF file for the notice of public servants, agent, or other persons, and no trespassing sign posting notice to your governor and the rest of county commissioner, county prosecutor, director of planning, governor, attorney general, I guess I already said that, and other government officials you think are important. But it's not updated yet on BBS Radio, so I apologize. We're a little late submitting, but look forward to that PDF being updated. I have a call from Arizona, BBS Radio. You have a call waiting on Arizona. Thank you.
So I'm not sure if I'm on or not. I'm from Arizona. I put in a call.
Do you just want to tell jokes, or do you want to like do something?
Oh, I didn't know if I'm actually talking to you right now. That's all. I wasn't sure if you answered. Okay.
Talk, 10 million people around the world, right? What do you think? What do you think? What do you want to talk about? It's only 10 million.
Right now.
It may be 20. It might be 29. It might be 20 now.
That's okay.
I mean, the election's over, so it might be 30. It'll be 39.
Okay, I'm all ready. The first thing I want to back up it because I want to get the general concept. I'm on step one, and it says about accepting a deed and having a certified copy of that form saying that I received the deed. So I'm looking at our warranty, our deed for our place. And with it, we also have a form that says we accept it. It's called the acceptance. This is Arizona now, Arizona law. Acceptance of community property with right of survivorship. And it says basically we have accepted and we are the ones who have to sign it. Me and my wife had to sign it. So we have this form that says acceptance. We accepted the deed. And it says, very specifically, it says we accept said conveyance of the property, right of survivorship and all that. So that one really doesn't hold any water. It's not good enough. We should still use that form that you have on the site that's redacted. Use that wording as opposed to this one that we already have on file?
Right. So, yeah, I'll give you an example. If I came and camped out on your property and you didn't kick me off for the 30, 60, 90 days, I could take your property from you. Because a warranty deed is garbage compared to United States constitutional law.
Okay.
So you either shoot me, kick me off, whatever. I can still get a higher form of title is what I'm selling here today. Is why?
Oh, yes.
Why you got me? Yeah, I know you're savvy, but so anything that's state or county related is lower form of title. Didn't say you didn't have title and recording of title. I'm saying it's a lower form of title.
Oh yes, I totally understand that. Thank you. I understand it. My question would be. The first step is to actually get this thing that says we accepted the deed. So that's step one. We have to get this form. If we've already signed something that says we accepted the deed,
hold me right there. Yep, you hold me right there. Yeah. So I missed a lot of that, but you are going to sell the property to yourself. But don't use a form of money as selling it to yourself. You're gonna grant it to yourself. That's what you're gonna do. That's why we read the form. That's why the forms are written the way they are. So this is a declaration that you're granting the property you possess back to yourself to a loyal title. That would be the sequencing you're looking for. Does that help?
Yeah, so basically just that form that you have, the redacted form on the website, that's why you're using that mm-hmm. one. Is that what you're saying?
It's the cleanest we've come up with. Again, if you can find a better way, we're all ears. But this one recites to our Constitution.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
And the case law. So if you were really just attaching to the legacy case law of the land, and the rationale behind it is if you have to go into court, federal or community, county, mercantile court, whichever you choose, if you have to, you can prove that you did the exact same thing the other guy did, and they've never been overturned. So we might as well just use the tool, is my opinion, is let's just use case law. None of us like the legal system. I haven't found one person that likes the way we do. But if we can get we can use the tool to get us a laudial title, I think the case law has some merit.
Right. Well, I understand the title thing. My whole question is just on the form saying I accepted it. So that's
correct.
What I'm trying to say is that we already have, if it's already in our name, if it's already been conveyed to us, and mm-hmm. if we already signed something saying I have accepted this conveyance or something, I still need to use this form you have, and that somehow is different. That's what I'm asking.
Yes. And the reason being is now you're going to transfer title to yourself.
Okay.
The claim for forever benefits.
Right,
yep. You're going to change your title to the declaration of claim for forever benefits of original land patent, grant patents, if you like. So that's the real key issue here. You don't really have title if we follow my methodology for U.S. Constitution. I'm a United States citizen. I'm not a citizen of Arizona. I'm a citizen of the United States. That's all we're doing here. And you guys gave us you guys gave us land. I want land. You guys gave us land. I made a government so I'd make sure I'd have land.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we forgot that we live in the United States. We live in Arizona. That's what we're doing. We're re-patenting the homestead that's already exists. That's all you're doing. You're just recording properly now.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
So, just one last. This is a general overall question. It helps me understand the whole mm-hmm. step process. If I may ask one more thing, just mm-hmm. this is more of a general thing. That you say repatent, the way I understood it, and just tell me, I know I'm thinking like the way they taught me to think. I understand that. But the land patent really only happened once. And after that, that was federal to a private citizen. I have the land patent for the piece of property we're on. And after that original patent, from then on, it goes through deeds, not patents. So when you say patent my name or repatent, I thought the patent only applied, 100 years ago when it initially went from the federal government to the private citizen.
Right. If you want to build a piano out of this, you can. But here's how it was intended to work. Okay, when we all created the U.S. Constitution, we know there's going to be a life cycle of humans. So you're going to live 5 years, you're going to live 5,000 years. It doesn't really matter. You still deserve to live on a geography. So if there's no successor to the geography, you're allodial, if you look at the English language, allodial, however you want to say it, is designed for the next human being to possess land, inherit land, or re-homestead land. I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm saying that just because you have a lot of money doesn't give you the opportunity to own all the land. Everyone has the ability to breathe and survive, and also allodial title to an area to survive. So we're going to just be successors to the guy that just died, as brutally honest as that is. Why? Just yeah. Because we go from generation to generation, we're not able to have land. Now I have to compete for where I live. So if we would just remember that the proper way to do it is, I'm sitting here, I'd like to live here, and here's my claim to forever benefits. That it's as simple and clean as it can get. That's how the Constitution, that's how we all wrote the Constitution, that's how it works.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, thank you. Just last thing, real quick. We got the land patents. We sent off to, for the copy from the place in the BLM, and we got it, and it has a seal on it. But on the form, it also, this is my last question, I promise. It has a stamp where it says, "This is
Do you really promise?
I'm sorry.
I mean, what kind of promise are you talking about? What kind of promise are you promising me?
Cross my heart and hope.
Okay. All right.
So
I don't mind if you break your promise.
Okay. Thank you. If they didn't sign it though, so is that important? We have the seal on it. It came from the BLM in Virginia. It has the stamp seal. But then there's a little stamp where it says this is a certified true copy, and they dated it, but they didn't actually have a person sign it. How critical is that?
I just like, as long as it has the date on it, on the back side of the publication that came from an agent, is all you really need. Because it'll have a reference number on it. I like it when you have an agent that signs it. But as long as there's a date and a reference number on the back, that's good to go.
Okay, well, and I that's good to know. What I also did, I've already sent one off with a note attached saying, "Someone please sign it." But I just was curious if you had any thoughts on that. So that's it.
If you ask the team over here, we prefer holding people accountable at the office. I know we've gotten a luxury of having emails and phones, but man, if you can get into those offices and go, "Hey, I need a land pad," if the demand from us increases, the population of employment will increase there too. So we have a demand, we have a need, and you know, the compassion for humans will grow. So if we would keep going to the office, certainly I've done it a couple times. The PRQ team has done it several times. When you go there and you say, "Hey, I need a land patent," is way more powerful than emailing or phone calls. Just a "June, I need my patent," you know, and then you'll get a signature.
This is for your team's information. They might know this, but this happened to me last week. I sent that one off to Virginia and got that one back. I also drove, I don't live in Phoenix, but I drove to Phoenix to the BLM office in Phoenix, and they printed out a copy of the land patent, and they stamped it. But they said in the Phoenix office, they signed nothing. They gladly printed a copy and put the seal on it, but they say, "We don't sign anything." That was the Phoenix BLM office, just so you know. I'll just give you some information. Yeah.
Really? Okay, so the people listening will really love that one. Okay, so say it one more time. The agent that gave you the patent does not had. Okay, let me just check my notes here. Okay, so the person who gave you the land patent gave you a stamp, gave you the seal, but did not register themselves as the agent for BLM. Is that correct?
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know what it means by registering the agent. There's nothing on it. It's just the patent form with a seal.
Did you get the agent's name?
No.
Would you be willing to do it again if I gave you $5?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I don't need the $5, but
okay.
But I'm just
$3.50.
I'm just giving
okay,
you
hang on a second. Hang on a second. Let me see my notes here real quick. Hang on a second. That individual broke a federal law, would be my opinion right now. Let me get through my notes here real quick. Yeah, pretty sure they're required to say who the representative for BLM is, who's giving you the land patent. But don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, because everyone that's listening to us is going to clean that up, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. All right. Well, thanks for your time, Kay. I appreciate it.
We got someone in head in Arizona anyway. Thanks a lot for your call. Very useful. Thank you so much. You helped so many people today. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's really valuable, because it shows the progression of, you know, people processing. BBS, haven't heard from you. I'll need another caller if anyone wants to talk to me. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's a very valuable call, because you see how simple this is, but you have to do the sequencing correctly and comprehensively to the land patenting process. Which one you want? Dee Dee? You want to do Dee Dee? Let's do Dee Dee. Let's do Dee Dee.
I
love Dee Dee.
Hi, Kiel.
Hi, Q. It's like I made it rhyme so it would help us. Like IQ, IQ.
That's right.
No one gets that.
Howdy. I
what are you doing?
How do you? I'm good.
I know. All of my Arkansas family, they would go, how do? And nobody understood, because of short slang, obviously. What are you working on today?
Oh, my goodness. I have a lot. So to start from the beginning, I love my house. I don't like the house that I own that has a mortgage, but I don't love where it is. So I'm willing to get the patent that's here to help the neighbors. And then when in a short time, I will be leaving here. So that's okay. And then just go even further back, though, this excitement and energy that you feel when you're connected to a piece of property. I have felt that only a few times in my life. And one of the times, or every time I go through Jackson Hole, Wyoming, I feel this intense energy, and I don't know whether it's a good energy or bad energy, but it's exciting. And so the difference between going someplace that's not the good energy, but and then recognizing the energy that's amazing when you are somewhere is maybe a question. But I feel that when I'm on beaches in the Northwest, and then also any beach, really, and then in Jackson Hole. So that's one question or something I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, so hold me there. We're getting better at remembering, relating to our geography, are we?
Yes.
Where we prefer to be, you know, as, you know, through time. So if you didn't have any hindrances financially or otherwise, we're getting better at going, gosh, why am I so happy when I'm over there? Even though it cost me 10 grand to have a vacation in Hawaii, why is it just so stimulating for me there? Or Canada or Alaska or Wyoming, it doesn't really matter. We're starting to smell why it's better for us, aren't we?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so we're getting happier when we're in these locations, and then time-bound issues like finance, vacations, things like that, are the only real issues. Like, why can't I just stay here? Is the power I'm promoting through homesteading. So I can tell you that we do have a team member here, and everyone on this radio show is a team member, by the way, as you, you're aware. We want to proof it out for you. We want to take the fight on for you so that you can roll up an RV, homestead a piece of land that you possess because it has succession. So can I ask you a question?
Yes, please do.
What stops you from going to Wyoming where you really want to be?
I'm still raising
all the noise,
a son.
All the stuff.
I'm not yet. Yeah, all that.
All the stuff. Okay, let's say all the stuff.
Frequently.
All the stuff.
Yeah,
I can't do it because I can't do it because I can't do it, but I was going to do it. I really want to do it, but I can't do it because I don't want to do it. Because if that happens, then this will happen, and that will happen, and this will happen, won't it? Or you could just do it, couldn't you? Brilliant. You're so brilliant.
Yeah, that was a
thing. It's so fun.
So, I know, but so you give someone your, like, what is commitment or giving your word to somebody or, you know, when you're in relationship, there's a little give and take, right?
What is there? You explain that to me. 'Cause if you want to really do something, you just go and do it, don't you?
Yes, I do, yes. And I do, I love,
But the sense of values, the sense of values around the title. Go ahead.
I didn't understand that. Say it again.
I didn't either. Go ahead.
Okay. So like I said, I don't mind being here, but it's not my, and I have a lot of moments of great joy and being very excited to be here with my son, right? And I love to travel, and that was another question I had is like, do I want to have a place to call home, but having a piece of land. Also,
thank you so much for your call today. It's amazing to hear your information. Thank you, BBS Radio. Shall we go on to another call, please? Brilliant, brilliant information, though, because we got to see someone's passion explained to them in state. I'm not happy. But I only have $5, so shouldn't I go somewhere else and be happy? That happens. What's wrong with that? BBS, let's see if we can get one more caller in.
Tracy from California is back. Seems like your line is working. And Annette from Florida.
Tracy from Tracy, California? Tracy, you better be from Tracy, California. Are you there, Tracy?
I am, but I'm not from Tracy, California. I'm up in the mountains.
Darn it. Okay, fine.
Tracy,
what do you
California
got,
is not, well, I've been really having barriers into getting patents in California. I'll try and be super concise. I couldn't get through to Sacramento, which was where I thought I had to go. They just didn't answer their phone. So I called around to other BLM offices, was told they don't, even California, Sacramento doesn't certify patents. So I sent off some to Virginia. I sent off three sets. And then I connected with a lady who connected me with an email to the main Sacramento place. And they said they do certify patents and got all my information and said, okay, call us and you can order them from us. You can't come in and get them, but you can order them from us. And I've been trying for about a month with emails and phones, and they just don't answer. I haven't been able to order them. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, hold me right there. Can you explain to me why you can't come into their office?
They said you have to make an appointment to come into their office.
Okay, so you can't come into the office. You have to make an appointment.
Yeah. Yes, and they don't answer their phone to make an appointment.
Yeah, you see that that's not fun, is it? So make an appointment, get in there, and hold them accountable.
I'm sorry, are you telling me just to go without an appointment? I kind of missed part of that. My dog's excited.
No, I'm saying go ahead. Let's have true intentions is my suggestion. I'm going to make an appointment. I'll see you Tuesday at 10 a.m., and I'll be in there. And you'll get everything you wanted. I guarantee you our horsepower is physically being in process with these individuals.
Yeah, I know. I've been questioning my... Yes, exactly. And I have been kind of questioning how committed I am. The properties that I really like to do, I'd like to go through the process, but it's for family members, not for me. And they're into it. But for me, I know the land is calling me somewhere else. I'm really... Pacific Northwest calls. I think I have really anxious to be there. But I would love to learn this process and go through it, you know, to help others do that also. So I guess I just need to clear up my intentions.
No, that's really brilliant. It's really brilliant. Like, so if we're expecting people to take care of us on the backside here, you tell me who's sent you a check for $1 million. Anybody sent you a check for $1 million?
No.
Yeah, not from that group, huh? I had somebody do it for me once. I bought a boat and it got stolen. But anyway, I mean, it's really our intention to like take care of the outcome we want. I'm going to have to go to the next show, but I love your power. Really, you're very strong. So use it the way you want, and help the people around you. They're counting on you, and as you know, and it's amazing that you would be able to recognize that. Thank you so much. Thank you for your call today. Please calling in, and please keep publishing information that teaches everyone that's listening. Millions of people are listening to you right now. Thank you so much. BBS Radio, I'll move on to the next show, Inspired with Q. And thank you so much for calling in, everybody. We'll see you next week on Homesteading.